No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we've got a very talented young man taking over the streets, Offset Gym in the building.
What's the deal, my boy?
How you feeling?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
No, yeah, definitely. It's actually kind of a weird coincidence because I became a big fan of your music because of the fact that a bunch of the guys who work here are always playing your shit.
Yeah.
And then coincidentally, you just happen to have like your first album in a couple years dropping right now, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty serendipitous, if I have to say so myself.
Perfect timing.
Definitely. Tell the people a little bit about where you're coming from out in Oakland.
Shit, I'm from Oakland, California, East Oakland to be exact. I grew up in an area, a neighborhood called the Murder Dubs, East 22nd, 1905. And shit, that's where I've been my whole life.
Right. Was it called that when you were a kid too?
Nah, it went from Rolling 20s to the Murder Dubs to the Twomps, but you know.
Right.
Right now, currently, it's the Murder Dubs, but it's still all the same shit.
What's it like these days? Is there a lot of energy around there when you were coming up and shit?
Hell yeah. It's dangerous. It's like any other hood in America.
Right.
Any other hood. It's the same shit no matter where you at.
So when you were a kid, did it occur to you like I'm living in a very violent place where I need to be careful?
Nah, because it was so normal. Like you didn't think like that. Like it was just because that's all I knew. I didn't know nothing else. I didn't even know we was like poor. Like I thought everybody lived like that.
Right.
I thought it was normal until my stepdad used to do like construction and like the rich, like Oakland Hills type shit, but I never knew about that shit. Like I thought it was just my area and other areas. Like I didn't know it was like rich people around.
Right.
I didn't know how broke we was until we picked him up from work and he was working on the house. And they let me walk around the house cause they was still building it. And I had walked into the kids' room. And I'm like, damn, they shit big as my living room. And then I had to go back home to 22nd. I'm like, damn, we poor.
Right. There's always those moments because you have no idea like what your life really is until you see it from the perspective of somebody else.
Definitely.
That's crazy. I was listening to you doing the Sway interview, and that was pretty crazy because he's from literally same exact block as you, but probably 20 years earlier.
Yeah. His mom live on my block.
Really?
His mom been living there. I moved there in like 97, and his mom been there before I was there. But you know, that was always a saying, like, oh, that's Sway Mom from MTV. But you know, I never used to see him like that. You know, when he did come around, I would miss him.
Right.
So I used to think people was lying, like, oh, that ain't his mama. I was like, she don't live there, but it ended up really being his mama, and she still live there to this day.
Like, that must have been kind of crazy having that as like an urban legend.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Damn.
She still live there to this day.
Definitely. Damn, that's amazing. But okay, so you growing up though, like what was like an average day when you were a young kid though? Like were you kind of like after school, like what kind of stuff would you be getting to when you were like really young and like impressionable?
Like elementary?
Yeah.
Like I was always like fascinated by shit. I was kind of nosy. Like I knew what everything was. I knew what every type of thing was. You know, my parents was in the game. My mom, my stepdad, my father, like, they was all in the game, you know. And, you know, you think that kids might not see shit, but they see everything. Like, and I wasn't, like, I knew what everything was. I knew about all that type of shit. But, shit, like, coming home from school was like, you know, I got my friends that's all from my block, my cousins and shit, come on, play. But my block was like a spot where, like, you got young dudes, like, not too much older than me. Like, in their teens back then, they was selling dope and shit.
Mm.
So it was like, you know, we come home, we see that, but it's normal. Like, we know all of them, they know us. Like, you know, they give us dollars and shit. Like, we knew that they was in the shit, but I don't know, it was just so normal to us.
Would your parents have never admitted to you that they were hustling? And did you kind of just have to put the pieces together in your head?
Nah, they didn't just tell me, like, they didn't have to.
Right.
Cause shit, I was around them all the time. Like they didn't really have too much babysitters like that.
Right.
So I seen everything. So even if they tried to hide it, like I still would see it.
Right.
I wasn't stupid.
Was there anybody else who was like well known that was from your block? Aside from the Sway connection?
I mean, nah, not to his level.
Okay.
Not to his level. You know, you got a lot of famous like hustlers.
Right.
But not like nobody doing no positive shit, like no music shit or no public figure or nothing like that, just like street legends.
How long have you known All Black?
shit, since we was kids. We went to elementary together.
So you guys were actual children together before you were rapping together. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That. I'm from 22nd and 19th. He from 22nd and Foothill. So, you know, that's like a couple blocks away.
Right.
So we all went to the same elementary school, played on the same baseball team. All that shit. He's been around me like over 20 years.
Were you friends, like close friends when you were young, or did it happen more when you were a little older?
Nah, we've been together since we was like kids. Like,
right.
We was always cool since baseball, camping, like from the same hood. Like the hood, like it's big, but it's small.
Right.
Like anybody who grew up there, like we all know each other.
Right. Was there like a real sort of like, you know, you go to certain hoods, certain blocks, and there's like a real family vibe where it's like everybody kind of looking out for each other, taking care of each other. Was it more along those lines? Or
hell yeah, especially on my block.
Mm.
I could walk in any house on that block.
Right.
We all like, you know, we started off as friends, but you know, we all grew into family.
Right.
So it's like, it's real close-knit.
Definitely. So, okay, going into high school and shit, what was life like and what kind of kid were you becoming?
In high school?
Yeah.
I was already who I was. Like, I was already into shit. Like,
right.
Going to juvenile hall, fighting. You know, that's when I started, like, picking up, like, way more on street shit.
Mm.
Early, though. Like, even earlier before high school, like, middle school, late middle school, that's when I started, like, dibbling and dabbling.
Right. You starting to, like, were you real focused on getting money or
yeah,
what like, was your mentality like?
Getting money. Mm. Like, that was, because that's what I grew up around. I grew up around, like, hustlers.
Right.
So it's like, that's all I was thinking about. Even when I was in school, like, I would always find something to sell at school to where it was like, all right, if I'm going to go to school, I'm going to at least get money because I don't want to skip school. And you feel me, go to the block, I could make that same money in school.
Right.
While I'm getting my education.
Because that's one thing I kept hearing about you when I was asking people about questions. Everybody's like, you know, Jim's really out here, but Jim's really good at keeping his bullshit out of the public eye.
Oh yeah. I don't put too much of my that type of shit out there like that. You know, that type of shit is for the streets. So right. That's where it's gonna stay.
That's good though. A lot of people might have that attitude but not be able to keep their image a little bit more clean.
Yeah, definitely. I try to keep it clean as possible.
Right.
Like what I go through in the street is what I go through in the street.
Mm.
I ain't gonna bring it like to my place of business.
Right.
You know, this rapping is like my job now. So
that's how you view it?
Yeah, like it's like my job now.
For sure. So when did you actually start thinking about rap? Like, were you rapping super young? Did you start rapping with All Black?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, he made me take it serious. Like we was always rapping, playing around and shit, but mm-hmm. never to the level like where he wanted to take it. We wasn't thinking like that. Like I wasn't. And one day he called me to the studio. He was working on No Shame, No Shame 2 at the time. And, you know, I hadn't been rapping or no shit like that. I really came to support him. And when I came, he just was like, get in there. I was so scared with so many people there. I'm like, hell no. Like, and he made me do it, and I'm glad he did.
Cause really?
Shit, that night changed my life.
Having to rap around that many people must have been pretty nerve-wracking.
Hell yeah.
When you hadn't really done it before.
Hell yeah. And they was all like already, they was already rapping. Like they already had little names and shit.
Right.
So it was like, I went in there, I took like 2-3 hours on one verse.
Really?
So the whole studio was like, but I finally finished that shit and it was like, I ain't think nothing of it.
Mm.
Until we was in San Jose one night, on a late night too. It was probably like 3 a.m. at a Denny's and some Mexican kids came up to me. First, they was looking at me hella hard. I'm like, damn, what they looking at? And he was like, hey, ain't you Offset Jim? I'm like, yeah, like, how you know that? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this him, he from the song. And, like, you feel me? Like, just seeing how happy they was to see me.
So you shot a video for it right away?
No, we never shot a video to the shit. That's why I was wondering how the fuck did they know me.
So they heard the song and then, like, went and found you on social media or something?
Yeah, they had to, but my social media wasn't even that big. I probably had, like, 5,000 followers at that time. It was so long ago.
So that was, like, the first time you remember getting a little taste of what notoriety like, would
just,
be like?
Just seeing how happy they was to see me, it was, like, it blew me away.
Right.
So I'm like, shit, maybe I should take it serious because they taking me serious.
Why you think All Black wanted you to rap so bad?
He knew I already had the streets.
Mm.
I already had the streets behind me before I was rapping. Me and my group of friends, like, we got the streets. Like, and nobody was rapping.
Right.
Like, we had all the shit that these rappers got before even me even touching the mic. Like, we was already accustomed to, you know, certain shit, and the city know that. So, I don't know. He just threw me in a loop at the right time.
Do you consider him more of, like, the creative, the artist, and that he appreciated you for other reasons? Because, like, a lot of times, that's why I like you guys on song so much, is that his flow is a little bit more all over the place. He's sort of bouncing all over the track, whereas your shit is a little bit more straightforward, but it's like a real charm to it.
That's how he is. We got good ass chemistry together when it comes to music. Probably because we've been so cool for so long. Like I don't got no problem telling him about himself, and he don't got no problem telling me about myself, especially on a song. Like, you know, we gonna go hard on each other to bring out the best in each other, and that's why it shows on the music that we do.
Right. When did you guys really start to put some shit out that got a lot of attention, though? Like, when did it really start to blow up a little bit?
Canadian Goose. That shit took us around the world.
Really?
It took us around the world and back. And that was like, once I seen that, I'm like, okay, maybe we can get out of this shit. Maybe we can go somewhere. And yeah, that's when we started.
So you weren't, you know, you make it sound like you already were seeing money and being comfortable to a certain extent from, you know, not even being in the entertainment business. Yeah. But were you still motivated? Like, you realized that the streets might not be taking care of you in the long term?
Shit, who wouldn't be in the streets their whole life?
Yeah. Usually don't work out like that.
Yeah, like, who wouldn't do that their whole life? When you could do something else that's fun and you could bring all your people along with you for the ride. Like, that's what I'm in it for. I mean, for me and my people, like I love traveling off music. Like, for me, I got all my peoples with me, so they could, I gotta have my people with me so they could see this shit too. Like, that's what I'm in it for. Like, it ain't just about me, it's bigger than me now. Like, this shit could change me and everybody around me life.
Was there like a certain point where you started to realize that you were meant to be something greater than the vision that you had for yourself, like, your whole life? Like, you realize, like, I can really, like, be a voice for the world that I come from instead of just being a part of that?
Yeah, when, like, once I seen people, like, really taking me serious and, like really, like, hella excited to see me, just stopping taking pictures. Because, you know, that take a lot to see somebody that you listen to on the daily and, you know, ask them for a picture or anything, because, you know, some people don't like that shit. Like, they'll tell you no.
There's probably not that many people you would ask to take a photo with you, right?
Nah, not too many, but, you know, if you do that, it take a lot, though. Like, that takes some courage to ask somebody for a picture or anything, because you don't know what they might say.
And as you get more and more famous, it's easier and easier to get jaded to that shit, but you do, like, need to stay focused on that and realize how special that is. Most people go through their whole life never having somebody ask to take a picture with you know?
Any of that, like, people just to tell you, like, man, your music be getting me through shit. Like, I listen to your music and I just get focused and run it up. Like, that type of shit motivates you and it make you want to just keep doing it, because now you feel like it's people out there that you might not even know, that you don't even see, but they depending on you. Like, they depending on your word to get them through the day.
Yeah.
So that type of shit just had me like, okay, I'm gonna take it serious, because they taking me serious.
How'd you go about taking it serious, though? You just start recording all the time, or what that process look like?
I just had to kick back from all the shit I was doing outside of music and just really focus on that. Like, I had to really just single in on that shit.
So you took a step back from all the other stuff you were doing a while ago, because I was seeing that you just wrote online that you feel like Ace Boogie when he quit the Cleaners, which to me made me feel like, oh, okay, he's very much still in the middle of this transformation. Okay.
I mean, shit, I'm a work in progress for real. I'm just, you know, taking this shit day by day.
Right.
Taking this shit day by day.
You related to Paid in Full, though, even though it's based in New York? That was a movie that meant something to you as a kid?
Hell yeah, I like that movie. Everybody that's, like, from a hood got that same kind of story. Like, so it's, like, relatable. Like, the shit that they went through in that movie, people go through all around the world in every hood. From my hood in Oakland, East Oakland, West Oakland, North Oakland. Like, anybody can relate to that story, because everybody knows somebody that's, you know, getting money, get killed or whatever. Like, everybody know it's relatable.
Right.
So no matter what state you're in, you're going to relate to that type of shit.
Are there any other movies that stand out to you from your childhood that they were very, very big influences?
Belly. Goodfellas, Scarface, all that type of shit. I like them type of movies. But I like documentaries too, though.
Really?
Like, yeah,
that's my main shit.
Yeah, I watch hella documentaries though. Yeah. On all types of shit. Like, I got an open ass mind. So I just, like, anything I think I want, anything I think I want to know about, I look it up and read about it.
Yeah, yeah, same thing here. I was thinking the other day how there's got to be like a website or a newsletter that tells you about all the new documentaries that come out, because a lot of times they'd be on Hulu, they'd be on Netflix, they'd be on HBO, all different platforms.
Yeah.
But I need like something that's going to tell me about all the new documentaries, because I fucking love that shit. When I find one about a topic I'm really interested in, which it don't even have to be something that I'm like directly related to, and I'll just be fascinated.
Which ones you been fucking with?
Dude, I seen the most insane documentary ever called Tickled.
What is it about?
Basically about this creepy ass dude who is like convincing all these dudes to make videos where they get tied up and tickled.
What the fuck?
It's way crazier than it sounds, because it's not really about the fact that he was making these videos. It's about the fact that he was like, then if anybody did anything to try to get those videos taken offline, he would like destroy their life.
What the fuck was it?
It was so scary, real? Bro.
It was a real story?
This is a real story.
Shit.
Tickled. I can't get it out of my head just because it really made an impression on me.
Y'all tickled.
What about you? You got any good recommendations?
I got all types of shit. I ain't gonna lie, I get deep. I get to look at that. Like, I'd be liking to know like about ancient history and shit like that, like where we came from type shit. Then I get so deep, like, you know how YouTube is, you watch one day some whole other shit pop up.
Oh, yeah.
Some shit about aliens, and there'd be some shit about like animals. I'd be watching all types of shit though.
You got high hopes for animals, or for aliens?
Like, do I think that shit real?
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck? It's the galaxy big as shit. We ain't the only people out here.
It just freaks me out that they haven't been able to find any yet.
You don't think so?
I mean, I haven't seen any great evidence of it.
You got to go check out some documentaries. There's some good ones.
The shit that trips me out is that there used to be so many animal sightings, or so many alien sightings back when the cameras were trash and nobody had good cameras. And now everybody got an iPhone in their pocket. And whenever... like there's like no alien sightings anymore. Like, people just don't really see them like that.
Yeah.
And if they did, you would just have a video of it because you have your phone in your pocket. But also the other thing is, I feel like if we're gonna find aliens, we're gonna find them with a fucking telescope out on their planet before they show up here. Don't you think?
Yeah, you gotta watch some documentaries. I'm gonna see some shit after this. I'm gonna put you out though, Chip.
For sure. Oh, yeah, I want to ask this too though. Like, what was the music you remember from, like, you know, elementary school, high school? What was the soundtrack to your childhood?
Elementary was definitely like shit like Hot Boys.
Mm.
Definitely them. Like, I remember them the most. Like, shit like that. That was like my favorite group of all time.
Right.
Hot Boys, definitely.
And then you get a little older, high school.
Like... high school, we was off of, like, middle school and high school was off old school Lil Boosie.
Okay.
Like, my whole city was off that. We was off Lil Boosie, hella tough. And Webby.
Right.
They had some crazy shit going. They had the city going crazy.
Do you remember a point where you realized, like, oh, damn, like, the music scene up here in Northern California in general, Oakland specifically, that there was a lot of dope stuff coming out locally? Or did it take a while?
At that time, you feel me? You had shit like the hyphy movement going on.
Were you feeling with that?
Yeah, back then, it was cool for that time, you know, but it's like, that ain't what we do now.
Like, why do you think that died out?
I mean, shit. It was just some shit that only the Bay could relate to, like, and maybe a few other places, but it was like really a Bay thing, really an Oakland thing, like a Bay thing, but I don't know. Like, people still think that's what we do, though. Like, anytime you mention, like, the Bay, they mention the hyphy movement with it, but it's like, you know, that was back then. That was 2007, 8, 6, and all that type of shit. It was old. Like,
I think it's kind of weird that L.A. had, like, the jerking movement and shit.
Yeah.
And that, like, both scenes had, like, this sort of positive, dancing, friendly type of wave going.
Yeah.
But then it always seems to get canceled out by people preferring to be on some gangster shit or some hustling shit.
Everybody ain't out here dancing and shit. Like,
yeah.
That should be like, I feel like that type of shit be like for a certain little age group. And after a while, people might grow out of that.
Because then if you got a Chief Keef on the other side of your town, it's like realistically, motherfuckers are going to end up gravitating towards the shit that's more dangerous and more gangster, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a weird world. Okay, so you finished high school or how'd that go?
Yeah, I finished high school. I ain't miss a day at that school.
You didn't miss a day?
Nah, I probably did, but I didn't want to. It was a good school. Well, I mean, shit, I went to a couple schools, but, like, the school I graduated from was, like, a good school.
Okay.
It was the best school you could go to in around that time.
Did you consider going to college or anything like that?
I mean, I thought about it, but it was, like, I knew what I wanted to do, and it didn't really have nothing to do with school like that.
So you were already focused on the music by that point?
No.
Oh, okay. It was before all that.
Yeah, it was before that. I wasn't even thinking about this shit.
Mm.
I didn't start just taking this shit serious until, like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
So... it wasn't even a thought back then.
Yeah, because I remember you coming to the store on Melrose when All Black did his fucking interview way back in the day. Yeah. And I remember him telling us a lot about you, and I remember us watching your videos and stuff. But at that time, were you not, like, fully taking on the challenge?
Like, I was just starting. Like, I had just barely started. I probably had, like, 4 songs out at the time, like, just singles.
Right.
Probably, like, 1 video, 2 videos. Like, I was just trying to get 10,000 views on YouTube.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't even on no serious ass shit. I ain't think it'll go to, like, I ain't think I would be here.
Mm.
I was just trying to get 10,000 views on YouTube. That's all I wanted.
Definitely. Would you say that it was, like, other people believing you that wanted you to keep pushing your career? Or
hell,
what was it?
Even before I started, like, a lot of my cousins would tell me that shit. Like, my cousins would tell me, like, man, they gonna love you.
Mm.
Like, once you start, they gonna love you. Like, he would always tell me that, but I didn't get it until I did it.
Mm.
And then once I did it, I see, like, oh, he knew what he was talking about.
Right. So were you doing a good amount of traveling before you actually really started to make it as a rapper?
Yeah.
You talk about a lot of trip taking and whatnot.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I love sightseeing.
Mm.
Yeah, I done been a few places.
Where's your favorite places that you've been in the country?
I love New York. I love, like, what else? DR. I had hella fun in the DR.
Really?
Yeah. I got a wild story about the DR, too.
Let's hear it. Uh-oh.
Should I tell them about DR?
They all nod.
I was in Dominican Republic. And this probably was like 2017 or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't rapping at that time either.
Okay.
I had been out there or whatever. And it was this older lady that was there. You know, I was with a group of people, and she was with a separate group of people. It was an older lady out there, and I had, you know how they take you? You ever been out the country?
Yeah.
You know how they take you on them little tours, and they might take you through the slums, and there'd be all the little kids that be begging and shit?
Okay.
So I ended up giving one of the little kids my shoes and shit. So basically, I walked back to the resort with no shoes on, just socks.
Island vibes.
So this lady had was really sizing me up, like trying to, you know, count my pockets. Later on, we go to the club. She, in a separate section, she slipped her hand, like, through the little rope thing and go in my pocket. Give me for some money. So I ended up going back to the resort, seeing the lady, whatever happened. And she had, like, a dude cousin with her.
Uh-oh.
Man, this nigga stood up. And it's like he ain't stopped standing up. That nigga was, like, 6'6" or some shit. I'm like, fuck, what I'm going to do, like, me and him just ended up fighting. It was bad. I got a video of that shit. I'll show you that shit.
So,
bit a nigga ear off. The police came.
You got on your Mike Tyson shit.
Yeah, he was too big. I had to make him feel me before they broke it up. What can I do so this nigga gonna remember me?
Were you like, how many people were you with, or were you basically alone?
Nah, I was with one person, one other person.
Right.
Like, the group I was with, they stayed at the club because I told them I was leaving to go look for the lady who took my money.
Right.
And, shit.
I'm guessing you didn't get the money back?
Nah, I got it back in blood.
All right. What about, how much money was it? A couple thousand? Or?
It was like some light shit, but it was just the fact that they took it from me.
Right.
Like, pickpocketing me.
That's the crazy shit out of the country, though. Because
out of the country.
Even if you do have a girl doing some shiesty shit, you don't know if she got some fucking dude waiting around the corner.
Nah, she was with a group of people, like I said. And he seen the confrontation we had.
Right.
And he just, you know, got involved.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
It's a crazy story, though.
You never had to deal with a girl trying to pull some bullshit on you like that in the States?
No.
Thank God.
I don't be going through that type of shit.
Are girls greasy like that up in Oakland?
Hell yeah. Everywhere. All over the world. You got that type of shit everywhere.
Really? Young OG told me that the girls are stabbing dudes in their sleep.
What?
He made me scared that might happen to me.
That's some passionate type of shit right there.
Yeah, like they find out you're cheating or something, so they stab you in your sleep.
Who told you that?
Rio, the young OG.
Oh, shit. They got some shit going on in Flint, huh?
You think you spent much time in Detroit?
Man, I still ain't been in Detroit.
Really?
I'm cool with all them niggas, but I still ain't been up there.
All of them, and I'm fucking never been there. I gotta go.
Yeah, I ain't never been there. Like, never.
Is that like a weird relationship at this point where, like, seems like Oakland and Detroit got a little bit of common ground at this point?
Yeah, it's but shit, it been like that before. Like what the older dudes, like, so I hear, like, E-40 was cool with them older dudes from Detroit.
Right.
Like, they always identified themselves as, like, Oakland and Detroit being, like, cousins.
Mm.
So it's no surprise that we still fuck with them today.
Right.
Our sound is so similar, and now it's crazy, like, seeing the world accepting Detroit, because it's like they opening the gates for certain artists in the Bay, too.
Right.
So, it's I fuck with that shit, though.
How'd you end up with Babyface Ray on that record that's kind of going crazy right now?
You fuck with that?
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. He's so good.
He raw shit.
You two together are so good. You should be a group.
Them my boys. I fuck with them.
Right.
Like, how did I start fucking with him, though?
Yeah, like, when you, or that song in particular. How did that song come about?
I don't know. I just did it, and I heard him on it. I'm like, yep, right, need to get on this, sent it to him. You know, I've been fucking with them for a long time. I've been fucking with Peezy and them, like, since they first ever came to Oakland. Like, I was there with them.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, we've been locked in, like, before I was even rapping.
Damn. You got a long history.
Kind of.
For sure. Was that, like, did you have to think about that? Like now you're actually a rapper. Like, you have to think about, I'm going to do a project. I got to get some hot rappers on this project to make sure that people want to check my project out. Is that kind of odd for you to be in the position now of, like, all right, I'm going to call in that favor to Babyface Ray, just make sure that I can get this for this project?
Nah, it's cool, because it's like, we already, you know, we already be communicating on some other shit, so it's like, it's nothing, like. We all look at this rap shit as like, this shit don't be nothing. Like, it's fun to us.
Mm.
So it's like, a favor ain't nothing. We call and get favors from each other anytime. Like, Peezy will call me any time of the day. Feel me? I'll call him any time of the day. Like, feel me? I'm cool with all of them. Lou, all of them. Like, we got a good relationship outside of music, so.
So how did you end up working with my British UK white boy friend H?
How you know H?
I know H from the UK. We got like millions of views from the shit we did with him out in the UK and shit.
Yeah, that's my boy.
People love him.
H had reached out to me on Instagram one day. Like, I wasn't even too familiar with this, with like shit out there.
Right.
So H had reached out to me. He had tagged me in a post. He was playing my song. He was playing No Pressure. And he was calling me the GOAT. I'm like, who is this? I had to figure out who he was. And then I just hit him, like, what's up? Like, he hit me back and just told me, like, he fuck with my shit. And I'm like, damn, like, you way on the other side of the world. Like, how you even hear about me?
Mm.
And we just was talking. And I sent him some shit. He sent it right back.
Right.
And that's how we got Chinese K.
Yeah, because he's got good taste in American rap for sure. Because I remember it was before Shoreline had even fully blown up when I first interviewed him. And I said, like, who would you want to work with? And he said Shoreline. And I was almost even surprised that he was listening to that. So that's one thing about the UK is that, like, they will pick their favorite rappers from the US. And they don't really give a fuck about who's, like, the number one rapper. They just, like, they have very good ear for who's doing some dope
definitely,
shit.
Definitely, because I definitely wasn't expecting, like, him to know who the fuck I was.
Right.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's pretty fire.
It is fire.
What's Chinese K?
Like, what is a Chinese K?
Yeah.
It's a AK-47 that was made in China.
This is true, yeah. You like those better than the Russian ones?
It don't matter to me. I don't play with it.
Don't matter to me. Okay. I'm scared the shit out of you.
It don't matter to me.
We were having a conversation earlier, and somebody in the office was like, you think that's Chinese ketamine? You think that was what that about? I'm like, I don't know if Offset Jim got any ketamine.
I don't even know what that means. What is that?
It's horse tranquilizer. And if you were a drug dealer in L.A., you would probably be serving it right now.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what they doing out here?
All the hipsters love that shit.
I don't even know where you buy shit like that at.
From a trapper. not at the Walgreens, that's for sure.
I don't even know where you buy shit like that at.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly never tried it. I think I might have tried it one night when I was already too drunk and coked up to really know what I was feeling, but...
So what do you shoot it up?
I think you just snort it.
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
It looks, you wouldn't even know it was ketamine. You'd think it was coke if you saw it.
Nah, see, I don't fuck with that type of shit.
Well, that's good. Gotta have some standards. Okay, so this is another one I wanted to ask about. Is I saw you with Pee Wee Longway the other night. How'd that happen?
Yeah, shit, Empire.
Really?
He'd be around the studio. I'd be around the studio.
Uh huh.
He a real nigga. Like, I'm a real nigga. Like,
right.
Just like that.
I couldn't imagine the vibe of you two hanging out. That must have been something incredible. He's a real special guy.
Yeah, he cool. He cool as shit. He cool as shit.
Did you really take 14 shots with him?
Nah, my partner took 14 shots. It felt like I took 14 shots.
Okay.
I don't drink like that.
Because there was a picture of you, like, in the club or whatever with Pee-wee, and you were, like, making fun of yourself in your Instagram story for how drunk you looked in the photo. That's what I basically took from it.
It was a good night.
Mm. Definitely. I wanted to ask also, like, where did your name come from originally?
Some whole other shit that ain't got nothing to do with rap. Like, Offset Jimmy was like, because the nigga was on some standoffish shit, like just kickback type shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, not even on the front street, just, you know, chilling, playing the background. And some, you know, it just came up like that. I never thought to, like, when I took it, when I got the name, I wasn't even rapping. Like, I wasn't even thinking about rapping.
Right. So it wasn't like Offset Diamonds type reference?
Nah, hell nah.
Okay.
It was some whole other shit.
Right.
And shit, I just ran with it, but shit, and it got me here.
Yeah.
But shit, I got a lot of backlash off that shit, though.
For real? Why?
Yeah, like, they think, like, you know, they talk about the Offset from Amigos, like, oh, he's stealing his name,
But people really, like, care about that? Like, I would feel like he was the only one who would have a right to say anything, and if he don't give a shit, then who the fuck cares?
But, you know, I mean, shit, he got a big-ass platform, he got a lot of fans.
Like, yeah. But he was never mad about it or nothing, right?
Nah, I don't think so. No.
Right.
We ain't never had no conversation, like, we ain't never met or nothing. But I would think so. I wouldn't think he wouldn't.
Definitely. That makes
sense. It ain't like I'm coming out trying to take his style or dissing him. Like,
right.
I'm just doing me.
It's only a matter of time before people have similar names, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shit, the world big as shit.
Yeah, 100%. So the new tape, Rich Off the Pack, what's that mean?
Self-explanatory. Rich Off the Pack, like, pack being legal marijuana.
Right.
So it's like rich off legally selling cannabis.
Weed has come a long way.
Definitely.
Is that weird for you? Drive down the highway and you just see like fucking billboards for all these different weed products,
I mean,
and shit.
Growing up in California, no. Like, it's, weed always been like, it ain't never just been frowned upon like how it is in other states. Like, it's normal.
Yeah, being from the East Coast, I remember flying to San Francisco on a BMX trip in like 2008 and just realizing that like a bunch of dudes I knew just like hung out in the park and sold weed all day and that the cops didn't even give a shit.
Yeah, like
that was so different than New York at the time. I was just like, what the fuck?
Like being from California, especially the Bay Area where like the best shit come from, it's like we always had a privilege. It was always like, you know, we was cool. Like, we was cool with that shit.
Yeah.
The law was lenient on it.
Everybody up north had a pound under their bed, like, way before everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
it's just normal.
It was normal shit.
Like you're a farmer. Some shit. Like, you just have crops on deck.
It was always like, and then the police, like, wasn't giving nobody just hella time off that shit. You could get caught with an ounce of crack and get more time than 5 pounds of weed.
Right. So. Definitely. So you stay in New York now?
Yeah, I got a spot out there.
How long you been out there?
I've been in New York like 2 years.
Oh shit, okay. How'd that happen? Why'd you end up wanting to move?
I don't know. I just had a calling out there. Something told me to go out there and I went and I liked it and I stayed.
Right.
I visited, I liked it, and I just like one day I'm like, I'm gonna come back here.
You stay in the city or Brooklyn or?
I stay in like Long Island City.
Oh, okay. Nice. I used to live right out there.
Yeah.
Do you feel like do you love New York, like, in comparison to where you're from? Like, describe the
hell
vibe.
Yeah, it's just way different. Like, I could be somebody different in New York than the Bay. I got a little bit more freedom out there to do shit. Like, in the Bay, it's so, like, secluded and segregated, like, Oakland. Like, you know, it's not shit for us to do out there. Like, in Oakland, you stay in your area for real, and it's not too much. It's not shit. New York, it's all type of shit to do. Like,
right.
You could wake up and do something different every single day.
And it's crazy because it's like, you know, there's all kinds of street shit going on in New York, but it don't got nothing to do with you. So,
exactly.
You know, you get to move out there and basically just start fresh. Yeah, and like, you get to walk to the corner store and nobody's looking at you crazy, yeah, like, you know?
Yeah, like, you just get a chance to be a civilian.
Yeah.
Like, that shit feel good.
Definitely. How often you go back, though?
Shit, I just came from out there, like, a couple days ago.
Do you ever feel like you might be kind of missing out on some of the vibe that sort of makes your music special when you're in such a different culture so much of the time?
Not really, because I'm still too in tune to everything. Like, even when I'm gone, I'm still in tune with what was going on in the streets.
Right.
Where I'm from, like, I know what's going on. And plus, when I'm out there, I'm everywhere. I'm not just, you know, in the suburbs or nowhere like that. When I'm in New York, like, I'll be outside.
Right. You tap in with any artists out there, though?
Yeah, I fuck with this one kid named Shiny Bin Laden. He raw.
Oh, yeah, he's hard.
Yeah, I've been fucking with him. That's the only one, though. Like,
oh, really?
Me and him be chopping up.
You just reach out to him because you fuck with his music or
something? Nah, we got mutual friends.
Oh, okay, nice.
Out there, so it's like, I listened to his shit. I'm like, damn, this kid hard. And then, you feel me, I synced him on, he always be on the OVO shit that I be on too.
Right.
So it's like, damn, you know, I just listened to his shit and I liked it.
Right. How did you actually get tapped in with him? I seen that you did a photo shoot with him and all that shit.
Oh.
With OVO?
Oh, yeah. Oliver.
Okay.
You know him?
He reached out to you?
Yeah. He had tagged me in some shit, like he had posted one of my songs when I dropped No Pressure. And I was like, who is this? Like I went to his page, looked through his page, I'm like, damn, this nigga. He must be, like, you feel me?
He definitely got something going on.
Yeah, so I just asked him, like, hey, like, how you hear about me? And he told me how he heard about me through Shoreline and Black. Mm. And shit, it just been genuine ever since. Like, I hit him for advice, you feel me? He gave me his input. I send him music, he give me his input, like, you feel me? Like, I fuck with him.
It's kind of interesting, though, how, like, the OVO cosign could, you know, it's not like you guys are talking about, like, signing to him or whatever, but they fuck with, like, a lot of, like, street artists. Like,
yeah.
They've done the same thing with OGZ and Draco and a lot of different
they
artists.
They got a good ear for the streets. Like, they got a good ear.
It's like, hey, like, you know, they're just, like, using some of the top rappers in California as, like, models and shit. But,
yeah.
I mean, it helps elevate them, even if they're not going to necessarily be doing a song with every different person.
For sure. Like, know? Anything on that platform is, like, a blessing. Like, for real. Like, shit, they flew me out and let me take pictures of it, you know?
Mm.
Like, that was a blessing.
You have a lot of people tapping in, like, that were surprised to see you in that position?
Hell yeah. Everybody was surprised.
Right.
Shit, even I was surprised. Like, everybody was surprised.
Right, 100%. What? I saw a clip of you in ESTG. Is that dropping soon?
Yeah, that's dinner coming out like in a couple days.
So that's on the project that's about to drop?
Yeah, that's on the project too. It's called Off White Mics.
And you shot the video already?
Yeah, I shot the video. Matter of fact, I gave it to OVO like months before it even came out. Like, they had previewed it on their shit first. They was the first person to air Off White Mics. They was the first people to air Make No Sense with Babyface Ray.
Right.
Like, they be breaking it. They be putting a lot of my records out.
Yeah. Because whenever I do listen to that OVO radio shit, I found out about Kodak super early from that shit back in the day. Like, a lot of artists I found out early from listening to that shit.
Yeah, they be hip. They know what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. How'd you tap in with ESTG, though?
We got mutual friends, too. Okay. We got mutual friends, too. Matter of fact, he had a show in New York probably like some years ago, like before he blew.
Mm.
And he was opening up for OMB Peasy.
Right.
So I was going to fuck with them. That's how I like met him and a couple of dudes from his camp. Like, back then, like, it was only, they performed at SOBs in New York.
Okay.
It probably was only like 16 people in the crowd.
Really?
So I got hip to him kind of early.
That's fire. I seen him posting a fucking image saying that he got paid $25,000 for a walkthrough the other day. I'm like, damn, bro. You getting $25,000 for a walkthrough? I must be doing something wrong. I got a new manager or something.
That's what we in this shit for, though. That's
for real.
What we in this shit for.
100%. Oh, yeah, and the other thing that I thought was pretty dope is I seen a video of you actually giving back to the community, giving out turkeys in your old neighborhood or some shit.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. I love that.
When was the first time you did that, and how often you do that, and what do you feel like you get out of it?
Shit, that video that you seen, that was the first time I had did it.
Okay.
Like, with my cousins, they here with me now. Like, that was our first little give back. But we trying to keep it lit, like, just every time. Like, for me, like, once I get in position to where I want to be, I want to always be able to give back to my community.
Because
I know exactly how I feel. Like, I know I relate to them. So any way that I can help, I want to be there.
Right.
Like a hero.
Yeah. You definitely got to keep that perspective, you know, no matter how far away from all the shit that you
definitely.
Make it.
Like, I'm trying to do another. I just told them the other day, like, I'm doing another turkey giveaway. Like, I do that. Backpack giveaways, free haircuts, like, all that.
That's fire. Hell yeah. Okay, so we got the project dropping, what is it? Tonight. So it'll be out by the time people are seeing this. Rich Off the Pack.
Yeah.
Anything else that you got coming out, or anything that you want? Is anyone else on the tape? We got H. We got ESCG, Babyface Ray.
We got Black on there too.
Black's on there. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I got on there.
Nice. That's fire. Only a few of the songs are like loaded on Apple Music right now, so yeah. I can't listen to the rest. So it's kind of a tease. But
yeah, that's how I like it though. You gotta keep them, you gotta keep the anticipation high.
Right. Yeah. Do you prefer to space out your projects that much? Since your most recent one was 2019.
Yeah. Like I didn't plan on that. Like I was really supposed to drop in 2020.
Pandemic wasn't good.
Nah, it wasn't even that. I just wasn't as focused on the music as I should have been. And it reflected in the work that I was doing that didn't come out.
Really?
So, like, once I got back focused, I'm like, all right, I ain't going to do it like this. Because they've been waiting for so long, I got to get them. It got to be worth the wait.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get them the best version of me that I could. And shit, that's here we are now.
Here we are now. All right, so anything else you got dropping outside of the project, or it's all about the project right now?
It's all about the project right now.
Let's go.
I've been missing since 2019, and they've been waiting on me. You know, I'm thankful for that.
For sure.
You know, a lot of people die out fast. Mm. Like, you don't got, like, people that's just going to really wait for you to do some shit. And my fans, like, really waited. So, you know, I'm always appreciative for that.
That's a fact. I feel like your music is very very timeless. When I was listening to the older projects on Apple Music yesterday, yeah. I was like, you know what? This shit's still really hitting. Like it came out yesterday.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
No doubt. Well, Offset Jim. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Patreon, all that. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. And go turn my man up on all streaming services and all that. Appreciate y'all.